This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Lice. Right, where'd that come from? I like having you here, and it's nice to have you here. Put those words
there
together.
You
I get paid by the word, so sometimes I put words together. So I was saving here. We're into conservatism in a big way. Jennifer Horn, speaking of conservatives, is here. How do you do? How are you? We are fine. See, I can ask the questions and answer the questions.
It's a good thing.
You need to be here, Jennifer. Yeah.
Perfect.
Victoria Keelan here. Kara Schillen, TV news coming up in a few moments, and also some traveling news. But first, I want to have us use our imagination. Oftentimes, we don't use our imagination. So everybody put their brain in gear, then put your mouth in motion. If you could use a time machine only once, what would you do with it? I'll give you a few. See, this was an internet study. I'll tell you what the percentages were. Talk my younger self out of all the stupid mistakes I made. 27% said that was what they would do. Invest in Microsoft, Apple, and what do you call it online? What's the other?
Amazon.
Amazon. Huh? Yeah, 21% said that. Make sure you play the lottery, 14% more. Meet a religious figure, 9% said they wanted to do that.
Notice that's the only one that's not selfish so far.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, going back again, this is, if you could use a time machine only once, what would you do? 7% said kill Hitler.
Oh, boy.
And 5% said meet your parents when they were younger.
That's kind of cute.
It is. All right, so your answer to that question, Jennifer, if you could use a time machine only once, what would you do?
None of those. I would go back and talk to my grandmother again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Victoria, if you could use a time machine only once, this sounds like Family Feud.
I know, right? I would actually take it into the future. I wouldn't go to the past.
Really? In what way? Where would you go?
I'd go, I don't know. I'd want to see what life is like a couple hundred years from now, maybe.
Really?
What if you don't like it? Well, that's what the time machine's there for. You get to go home again.
Come back.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm going to have to really be worried about it. If I don't like it, I'm not going to be around anyway. But I think
reincarnation.
The past is what makes us who we are today. So I really wouldn't change. I mean, there are things I regret, but I wouldn't change them.
Yeah.
So, the future seems better.
That one that you said about going to meet your parents when they were younger, I think it would be weird, but I actually think that would be cool. I was going through a ton of vintage pictures of my parents yesterday for their anniversary just to see, like, their wedding pictures and everything.
Sure.
And there was a funny one where my uncle posted a picture of my mom and dad when they were really young. And they said that one time when Susan was dating the lead singer of the Grateful Dead because he has, like, all of this hair and a big beard and everything, so...
Your father does.
Yes, my dad does.
Yeah.
Not my mom.
He does.
Yeah, so it'd be pretty funny to go back and meet them.
Yeah. But it's a good exercise. That's why sometimes every once in a while these things pop into my head and I just think, okay, what would you do if? What if? That's a good exercise. Let's do some travel news before we get to the TV news. United Airlines is having a problem.
Again?
Yeah. This time, the reaction from customers to their new cheap fare class that went into effect the 1st of June and has confused thousands, frustrated tens of thousands of customers. So if you don't know, basic economy tickets now, you can pretty much get them on all the airlines, American, Delta. They're cheaper than economy tickets, if you can imagine. See, I don't really begin to understand this. They fill up the planes now the way they price them. So why do you want to make the tickets even cheaper and in this circumstance, drive people nuts because you're not looking at the fine print. This new fare limits you to one small personal item. You cannot carry a bag on the plane. You can carry a pocketbook or a briefcase. You cannot bring a suitcase. And you are not allowed to choose, change, or upgrade seats under any circumstance. So if you're going to bring your child along and you bought a cheap ticket for you and another cheap ticket, you won't get your seat assignment until you get to the airport. And if you're in row 13 and your child is in row 31, tough. They're not going to change it. They're not going to allow you to even ask if you can change with somebody else. So to talk about making people angry, I predict basic economy will be gone in a couple of months because it's going to create just a nightmare for people. It really is. And you see the fights already. United needs more fights at its gates like they need another elbow. But this is, if you look at Twitter, some of the customers talking about they didn't know what the restrictions were, and United says, well, if you read the tickets, you know, in that friendly manner in which
you
do.
If you read the fine print.
That's it. We didn't tell you you had to do this. And then there are people taking shots at American. Remember yesterday we were talking about this person that died on the plane? And
yeah.
What they do with a person. Well, she was in the bathroom. They didn't cover her up. They just put her on a stretcher. And well, why wouldn't they just wait until the plane was empty? Why did they have to make everybody sit down and wheel her out? She was dead already. Does that make any sense?
It seemed like they mishandled that. I mean, there might be some kind of stipulation.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Just let her off without any pants on. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
Where is common sense? Is it that way in every business, though? Is there a lack of common sense almost everywhere? Is that part of what we're going through as a maturing crowd? Listen to this. I mean, this is a sort of a wrinkle on the same thing. Megan and I started talking about how old Miles would need to be in order to fly alone on a plane. And then the question came up, how young is too young? Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 15? The question was put to one of the travel folks that I know, and she said, make sure it's a short trip with no connections. If you're going to put a 5 or 6-year-old, I can't imagine. I would love to have Miles come here when he's 5 or 6, but I wouldn't have him come by himself. I'll go get him and bring him. I think it's going to be scary.
That's pretty young.
There.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's
young? I mean, 9, 10, you're talking, but 5 or 6 is still pretty questionable.
Yeah. And one wonders why the airlines don't just say, we insist if you're going to put somebody on a plane, you know, less if they're under 10, you can't have them fly by themselves. And each of the airlines make their own rules for this sort of thing. Some carriers are more child-friendly than others. There's an escort fee that American charges. I think it's $20. And when the plane is met by somebody who gets the child off the plane first and takes them to whoever's waiting for them at the curb. I guess that's acceptable, isn't it? But this time of year especially, a lot of people want to send their children on a trip to grandpa's house or grandma's house or somebody else. And it really requires thinking through. You got to know your child. And, you know, the child may say, yeah, it's okay, but maybe just wanting to please the parents and really is scared deep down. With that, I bring you some thoughts about how to get a job. ZipRecruiter.com. Shall I do this in the cool, calm, and collectible way? Or shall I get all excited about what ZipRecruiter can do? And for whom they have done it. The list is as long as your arm. Whether it's big companies, small companies, medium-sized companies. I am using it to find an event coordinator for the farm. You use it for anything. Anybody who has run a business knows how important it is to get good people. Doesn't make any difference how big the business is. You still, your business depends on its success, and its success depends on its people. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Anybody who's got a business, it seems these people have surveyed audiences of various popular programs. They know a lot of business people listen to this program, and thus the request from ZipRecruiter that you tell the story, please, Mr. Stefan, and tell them if they go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, they can use ZipRecruiter free the first time. Find out what businesses are finding out all around the country. The most qualified job candidates, immediate results, ease of handling, that's the thing with ZipRecruiter, the best in the business to find people for your business. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Let me try that one more time. Get those letters in front of the consonants. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped into town for a satellite dish. Tied it to the top.
Jennifer Horn!
Yes?
I'm interested to see Tom Brokaw coming back. Discovery has greenlighted a show called Freedom of the Press. And he'll tell this, I guess the show is going to feature in-depth one-on-one interviews with people who are investigative journalists. Huh. I wonder what good that's going to do. Sure. Speaking of them, Megyn Kelly is standing by her interview with Alex Jones to be aired this weekend. Why would she not do that? It's the big deal. So people don't like him. So what? People don't like her. She's still there.
She's not still there. She just got there. She's right, started the beginning of the month.
Jones says in a video he posted on YouTube yesterday, Megyn Kelly lied to me. Before she came here for the interview, she said it was not going to be about Sandy Hook and the mass shooting there. And then she asked me those questions. Wow.
So that's Alex. The first time that's ever happened.
Right, yeah. Alex has never done that. All right, no. Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, some good stuff tonight. Nashville is new on CMT at 9 o'clock. This one will be good. Damian George returns to give some big ideas to Scarlett. Maddie also involved in that storyline, and Juliet as well. The Putin interviews wraps up. Oliver Stone's conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin will wrap up its final installment of four parts. That's at 9 o'clock on Showtime. And then the History Channel has something Doug will absolutely hate. It's called Alone. It's a survival series that is returning for its fourth season with a new twist. Seven teams of two will be separated and dropped miles apart with two ultimate goals. Navigate the terrain of Vancouver Island in an attempt to locate their isolated partner. And when you reunite, survive for as long as you can.
Thrilling.
Wow.
Yeah. 21 after the hour.
When you cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Engage in relative memory lapses. For those of you who are around during this week in 1980, we'll revive some of those memories with some of the music. The top five songs, in fact, this week in 1980. Starting at number five with Blondie, Debbie Harry and her gang. This is Call Me. Something about her that just gets to me. I don't know what it is, but man, she has a lot of energy, shall we say. That's one of, she had a dozen top 10 or number one songs, isn't she, Victoria?
Yeah.
She's still around now. She's actually, there are a lot of things you see on PBS of her work, some recent stuff, so that's pretty good. And the
she does.
Is with it, yeah.
Yeah, well, the, I think it was maybe a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, for our New Music Monday, we featured a brand new Blondie song.
We did.
And it was good. It sounded really good.
Number four this week in 1980 belonged to Billy Joel. It's still rock and roll to me. Look at guys filling up all the venues in the summertime, the big parks. People want to go see Billy Joel and hear him sing, "It's still rock and roll to me."
What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style?
Last Sunday, you may have seen the Tony Awards, one of the most discussed, she's not a performer, but she wasn't. She, people would like to have seen her perform, but she didn't. She was just there as, I think, a presenter. But Bette Midler still had impact. This is the song that may have had as much impact on her career as any that she's done. The Rose, number three this week, 1980.
Far from me, the bitter snow.
She also does it for me like Blondie in a different way, though. That movie. All right.
Was that to a movie?
The Rose? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what movie, but I think that did go to a movie. Yeah.
All right, number two this week, 1980 is the year. These are Lips, Inc. The only song, studio group, Funky Town.
It's a holdover from the disco days. This is it, right? The last of the disco?
Yeah. Disco is mid-70s, early 70s, but mid-70s, mostly to 1980. And that's all this song is. You listen, you got it, the whole thing. That's it. Take me to Funky Town. Next up, speaking of funk, this is a song that was number one for 3 weeks in a row. Paul McCartney and his Wings Group. Coming up. This was performed live at Glasgow. Listen to this. He's so good in a crowd. And he's just got it as well.
Didn't his wife play in this band?
1980s, she's still alive.
I don't know.
She might have. I don't remember. That's the question. You say yes, Kara?
I have no idea, honestly.
Oh, I thought I heard you say yes. All right. At any rate, still
I know she was in the band at some point.
Yeah, she was. Linda McCartney was in the band, absolutely was. Yep, died way too young from breast cancer.
Yeah.
It's 28 past the hour. Musical focus here on the DJB Experience.
Insight Daily Radio. Jeffrey Kluger is the author of the newly released book, Apollo 8. The thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. This gripping new book tells the untold story of the historic voyage to the moon that closed out one of our nation's darkest years with a nearly unimaginable triumph.
In order to get to the moon in orbit and then still be able to launch two or three more missions before the end of 1968, we had to get that orbital mission off within 16 weeks. So that was the forcing factor. But the technology that had to be developed and repaired was extraordinarily daunting. The Apollo spacecraft, the very same spacecraft that had killed three men in a launch pad fire just a year before, had to be crew rated. It had to be safe, and that meant it had to be stripped down basically to its floor studs and rebuilt. The Saturn V rocket, the largest and most powerful rocket ever built to that time, and in fact, the largest and most powerful rocket we have ever had, had only had two test flights before. And on the first one, it did very well. The second one, it nearly shook itself to pieces on its way to orbit. The vibrations were so violent. The astronauts themselves tried not to think about what the odds were of coming back. Jim Lovell, the man in the middle seat, was especially unconcerned with that because Lovell was never quite so happy as when he was in space and was never quite so happy in space as when he was doing something outrageous like flying to the moon. Frank Borman, the commander, didn't want to know either, but his wife pressed the question and asked one of the leading NASA administrators, Chris Kraft, and he told her, eyeball to eyeball, 50-50.
That's author Jeffrey Kluger on his newly released book, Apollo 8, the thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. Insight Daily Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
And the world is going on here. More conversation, yakety yak. Don't talk back. Actually, we would mind. You can contact us. You want to follow us on Twitter? That's cool. On Air Victoria, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. The focus of the DJV program at the moment, as things get exciting, I look around and I think to myself, all right, what is better today than it was yesterday? And what's not as good today as it was yesterday? Workplace harassment toward men. Is it getting worse? All right. Two sides to the story, I'm going to guess, Victoria.
Workplace harassment towards men?
Workplace harassment toward men. Not women, but men.
Okay.
Some say more and more men are facing harassment from other men on the job. New York Times reporting today that more men are filing sexual harassment charges over behavior that used to be categorized as locker room antics. No form of harassment should be tolerated at the workplace, according to the yes side in this discussion. The no side says our country has become a haven for frivolous lawsuits and meaningless complaints. Stats may well vary. They show an increase in cases filed in court, But that doesn't mean the harassment is up. Lawyers in this country feed off cases like sexual harassment. Men are beginning to see a payday in joking with workers.
Hmm.
So how far is too far in workplace harassment, and is it getting more difficult? Now, you and I sort of work alone, Victoria. You're working in your venue. I'm working in my venue. Kara's around a lot of men. As a matter of fact, I think there are far more men in that studio facility than women. Is that right, Kara? You're sort of unusual in that you're good at your job and you're a woman, and you actually survive there.
Hmm. That was a weird way of phrasing that, but I will say, yes, there are many more men here than there are women.
Right.
I mean, our industry is just way, way more men than women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, we have kind of a weird office where it's the radio side, and then there's also the American Veterans Center, which has, I would say there are an equal number of men and women in that, but in the actual radio side, in the studios, I'm the only woman.
Only woman?
Yeah.
Wow. So, do you see any example of workplace harassment? Are men being teased by other men?
Not.
You see that anywhere? I just wonder why this came up.
Not that I've seen, and you know, for me, maybe I'm isolated because I'm just kind of in the studio by myself all day, and so my interactions with people are kind of minimal. But I also think with this, you know, you're talking about the locker room talk. I don't know if that happens when women are present as much. So I don't know if I'd be able to. I don't know if guys are just saying it to each other when they're alone because they think it's a funny thing to joke about between guys, and that no guys will get offended by it, and they think women will get offended by it, so they don't say it when women are around. I don't know, but I haven't seen it here.
See, I think it's a sign of insecurity. Men who make fun of other men or people, whether it's men or people in general, anybody who makes fun of somebody else, they are usually afraid of that same trait. Homophobes, for example.
Oh, yeah.
People who are uncomfortable or manifest a discomfort around the same sex, men who are considered sexy by other men. I think those people usually, in my experience, they come around to being a little themselves. You know what I mean? Just a way of looking under the rug there,
mm-hmm.
and seeing a little deeper into one's personality.
Yeah.
That's my read on it. Anyway.
Looking at you, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. You little punk. Here's the story of Mark Hoffman, who last week went through 5,000 cotton balls trying to soak up a liquid coming out of his ear.
Ew.
Oh.
He went to 5 doctors last week complaining this had been going on for years.
Why would anyone let that go for years?
Because he's not very smart.
Yeah.
His right ear was wet and the pillow was always soaked.
Oh,
this is nasty.
Yes, it is.
Ew.
Because what nobody could figure out, that is, what
really
is this
scared.
Liquid coming out of your ear, was actually fluid from his brain.
Oh.
How about that? This is like
thriller. What's like wrong with him? Like, what's the diagnosis?
He's got a hole in his head. Who the hell knows?
Leaky brain.
Leaky brain. Yeah, he had a hole in his skull.
Oh,
wow.
So,
do you want to change it up and have like a funner story?
I looked at that and I thought to myself, my God, how would anybody, like you just said, how does anybody let that stuff dribble out of your ear?
Yeah, moral of the story, if you've got liquid coming out of your ear for years, go to the doctor, people.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. How'd that happen?
Mm.
Hi, Victoria, where are you taking us?
Well, this is sort of related to you, in a sense, being our dairy expert. Apparently, France is in a major butter crisis, and it's now affecting...
No, it isn't so, my God! No.
And if you think about it, what's the best thing that comes from France? The pastry. And so this is heavily affecting bakers and the pastry foundation of France, which is an actual thing. The Federation of Entrepreneurs of Bakeries, the FEB, they call it. It represents all the French bakers. And they've been saying for months now that there's a butter shortage. And 38,000 French people are employed by the baking industry. And so it's a $10 billion industry. And now they're saying that the croissants may have to I don't know what happens to the croissants.
You but
know,
how do you have a butter shortage?
You have a butter shortage because there is not enough cream coming from the animals. What's happening over there, it's happened all over the world. We've stopped it here, actually. The cows get shot up with a growth hormone. Mm. It gets them to produce more milk. It's just more in quantity. The quality is not better. In fact, it's worse because there's less cream in the milk and thus less ability to make butter. That's the real problem.
Got
whether
it.
They tell you that or they don't tell you that, that's really what's going on.
So if the milk has a lower fat content, then you can't really make butter
right.
from it.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
So the silly story comes back around to be serious because this is another reason not to use those growth hormones that a lot of people have. June is dairy month. And farmers that raise cows like I do, people who are around dairy animals are always extolling the value and virtue of dairying. I'm a farmer. I do a radio program every week called The American Family Farmer. And one of the things that I feel like I have some expertise in is the value of dairy animals. I think someplace on social media I watched a video of a teenager who told a story about how he was once riddled with acne and blotched skin. The post showed images of his skin as he spoke about how this had affected him. I am one of those people. This is not about me, but I saw it, and I thought, that's what I looked like when I was a kid. I had very bad acne. In this video, there's a fast forward, and the skin is clear, smile is bright, and the question came, what did he do? And what he says proudly on the video, I did away with dairy and processed foods. Happy Dairy Month, everybody. So, in terms of what is not all sunshine for dairy overseas, Victoria, or here, the use of drugs on the cows has caused an uncertainty as to what the value of milk is. Even though it's the most wholesome thing, all natural raw milk is absolutely the most wholesome thing you can put into your body. It takes care of allergens. Nobody's allergic to raw milk. They're allergic to the pasteurization process, to the drugs, to the hormones that are put into the milk. And it affects, there have been studies that show that drinking this milk can, if you drink a lot of it, that's been treated with, so it sort of follows what we were talking about, the fish that are becoming hermaphroditic in some area, where was it, in Asia, where women are throwing out birth control into the toilet, and the toilets, all of the, you know, they don't have the sophisticated sort of sewage treatment that we do in this country, the stuff just goes into the rivers, and half the fish are becoming hermaphroditic, say it again, Doug, hermaphroditic. Because of the exposure to this sex stuff. So I'm not telling you that if you drink enough milk with growth hormone, it is going to do something to your private parts. But the fact that people in this circumstance, this guy does away with dairy and his acne goes away, it depends on what you're drinking. The fats are not great for your skin when you're a kid if you have oily skin.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
A lot of
dermatologists put teenagers on low-fat diets
because
of that. Yeah,
exactly. So it comes back around. I just wanted to call your attention to that thing that I saw, and then to the continuing focus on raw milk, which, by the way, I'm sort of going back and forth from America to Europe. You can buy raw milk in the corner, what do they call those things where you can get Coca-Cola or anything, those display units, what do they call those? You know what I'm talking about. You just go
in a grocery store?
No. You go to a thing, put a quarter in it.
A vending machine.
Vending machine. Thank you.
You can get raw milk in a vending machine?
All over Europe, you can get raw milk.
Yeah,
not here. Heavens no.
Can't even
get it in every state here. But there are 42 states that allow the use of raw milk. And it's gone up. The interesting thing is Illinois, Massachusetts, Montana, New Jersey, Rhode Island, North Dakota, and Texas have seen huge increases in consumption of raw milk. and then subsequent decreases in the outbreaks of illnesses with young people especially. Even the government admits drinking raw milk for children over the age of 5 will do great things for their immune system. Older adults drinking raw milk, great things for their immune system. So because it fights E. coli and Salmonella and Listeria and all those other things, if you have a weak immune system, you're going to be affected by that. If you have a strong immune system, you're not going to be affected by it at all.
Mm.
So anyway, I think there are just a lot of people advocating expanding legalized sales of raw milk, using it in more foods and that sort of thing.
You had raw milk on your farm, right?
I grew up on raw milk.
And, you know, it's so funny to me.
Yes, I was selling it. I sold it for $11 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, wow. It's amazing to me how many people are so afraid of it.
Yeah,
you know, there's a huge fear that it's not pasteurized. I mean, people are so afraid of it.
Because
they think it's going to, like, you know, like it's eating a raw egg. That's literally what I've heard people equate it to.
Well, there's nothing more gross than eating a raw egg.
But, I mean, salmonella, I mean, health-wise,
right.
Like, danger-wise.
So here's the story. There are two kinds of raw milk. One, the milk that is produced to go to the plant and be pasteurized. The scrutiny of that milk is not as solid and strong as those people, like, doing raw milk on my farm made me a better dairyman, made my cows healthier, made the whole system better. So what we were selling was purified, was washed, sanctified. It was fabulous milk. You could almost stick a spoon in and eat it like ice cream. And that's what people wanted, and that's what they know. You pasteurize it and go through all the processing, you kill all the good stuff that's in the milk. The raw milk
right.
has everything in it that's really good, and you just have to be careful as to how people who are in the know and understand how to do this. Good farmers know that the raw milk that they're going to sell as raw milk has to be better quality than the stuff that's going to the processing plant.
Mm.
And that's the difference. You asked the question, Victoria.
Got it.
That's the difference.
Thank you. I never knew that.
From somebody who is specializing in selling raw milk on the farm. It's 12 minutes before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect a water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs right now.
To find out more, visit whorunsthewater.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
He's the only solution.
We just got a ransom demand from your terrorist. Says he's rigged the city bus. Where's Jack?
Where do you think?
Hey, Hunter, get off!
Get off!
This is much better.
Everybody hold on!
Wow. That's, definitely from Speed. That was a good movie. I loved it because I was in the bus business then. I was looking at those buses. They wrecked five buses, old Santa Monica buses, in that movie. Do you know that, Chucker?
No, I figured they did something like that. But the Speed hit theaters 23 years ago this week in 1994. Starred Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, directed by Jean DuPont. A lot of fascinating stuff in terms of backstory. One, Keanu Reeves mostly dug at that time. Before that movie, he was pretty much a scrawny actor known for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yes. He muscled up and became a pretty convincing action hero in Speed, and that really changed the course of his career. That role he played, Jack Traven, was originally written and offered to Jeff Bridges. He turned it down, and they gave it to Keanu Reeves, and you know, his career went on to some real big things, The Matrix, so on and so forth. But now he has a John Wick franchise, which are going to make a third entry in that pure action R-rated franchise. And he continues to do pretty well.
That Speed also put Keanu into the heartthrob leading man role,
yes,
too, which, you know, he's had and has done all those rom-coms that he did, you know, this like sort of sappy romantic movies that he did with Sandra Bullock and with a whole bunch of other people. That changed his career in many ways.
And also Sandra Bullock, who drove the bus in that movie. Her character's name was Annie. The first time I saw her was the year before in Demolition Man opposite Sylvester Stallone, but she was really not a big name when she did that movie.
Yeah, she was a scrawny kid, too. Huh? Just like Keanu Reeves, she was just a scrawny kid in those movies.
That was the first time I had ever seen her.
And Speed made her a big star. In terms of the director, Jean Dubon, I'll tell you a quick story. He was a cinematographer for Die Hard and Hunt for Red October. Mm-hmm. Gets his first directorial job in Speed, does an amazing job, film makes a ton of money. Goes on 2 years later, makes Twister with Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt, makes a ton of money for the studio. Then he does Speed 2, loses $100 million for the studio, movie was critically lambasted, and he basically rarely ever worked after that. He did one film called The Haunting, a horror film, also made a little money, and the guy literally disappeared off the map.
Wow.
Hope he puts money in the bank. Chuck Curry, stories about movies, movie news coming right up here.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, so, Chucker, Stevie Nicks has a song in the movie The Book of Henry. What do you know about that movie?
I don't know a lot about it other than I like the trailer. It stars Naomi Watts. It's only opening on around 540 screens nationwide starting tonight. I have interest in seeing it, although I looked at theaters next to me that are playing it. There is no theater in my driving radius that's playing that film, so I'm not going to be able to get to see it. It's directed by the guy, Colin Trevorrow, who did a really good job helming the last Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World. But I like the trailer. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then there's Pharrell Williams doing a tune on Despicable Me 3 that's out later in June. I don't get the success given that name.
Well, you know, I told you, me and my 11-year-old daughter, we don't watch animated movies. It's zombies and vampires. So.
All right, what else do you have in movie news?
Warner Brothers is doing reshoots on Justice League, its big superhero movie, which hits theaters this November with Batman, Aquaman, The Flash, and Superman, and, of course, Wonder Woman. And reports have it that some of these additional reshoots are going to include added sequences of Wonder Woman, which is no surprise considering the reception that the feature Wonder Woman film with Gal Gadot has had among fans and also at the box office.
Chuck Curry, 59 past the hour here on DJV.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.